Seattle's historic Smith Tower is having its grand reopening today. That's a building in Pioneer Square that looks like a typical boxy skyscraper from its midsection down, but it has a smaller arrow-like section at the top. Today's reopening could mark a turnaround for the 1914 landmark. It was once the tallest building west of the Mississippi, but it lost that title a long time ago. You could say the Smith Tower hit rock bottom after the recession when plans to turn it into condos didn't pan out and banks foreclosed on it. KUOW's Joshua McNichols took a tour of Smith Tower to learn some of its history.
That's where I met Ned Carner, vice president of Unico, the company that bought Smith Tower. Carner met me in the Smith Tower lobby. He told me the building's materials reflect the huge ego of the building's original owner.
The lobby is covered in onyx. Everything in the whole building was designed to kind of reflect the most ostentatious and most popular styles of the time.
Who was this guy, Mr. Smith of Smith Tower? Was he got his money selling guns and typewriters, right?
That's right. Smith initially made his money in guns, sold that business, and then started Corona Typewriters, which was really where he made the majority of his money.
Okay, so he made a lot of money, and he wanted to put a mark on Seattle real estate and threw a lot of ostentatious ornamentation into this building. Can you tell me about the elevator door? I mean, they kind of remind me of something you see, like, I don't know, I don't want to say it, but in Trump Tower or something. Yeah.
The gold doors all are engraved with the L.C. Smith. They're pretty gaudy. They're completely designed to impress. The elevators themselves are designated as a historic landmark, so they will be saved perpetually. Another very unique factor is that they are manually operated, so each elevator has a operator.
Get ready for a historical ride in Seattle. We're headed up to the observatory. You'll be able to see when you go up there, there's actually film footage of a one-armed stuntman named Mink Gironda. And his dream was to jump off of the Smith Tower and to pull a parachute. And he asked for a permit, which he couldn't receive, so he did it anyway, and he said it was an accident. You can actually see that.
Elevator operator Leslie Holdcroft is full of stories like that. Before we went into the observatory, Unico's Ned Carner pulled me into a locked room where all the elevator machinery is. It sounds like this.
Okay. It's a freaky noise.
Yeah.
It's not what I would expect in an elevator machine room. What the heck is happening?
So this is the technology of the times. So they're using electric arch to decide what floor everything is going to.
Basically, they didn't have modern transistors. Instead, they had this old-fashioned mechanical version of a transistor.
As everything's switching, you start to see bright flashes of light that look like lightning, and it is perfectly safe. They're maintained by Otis, as they have been for over 100 years. They're certified, they're inspected by the city, and they are safe, but it is very different than you're accustomed to.
Okay, what does that tell us about, like, restoring an old building like this?
I like it a little bit to probably restoring an old car. You have to look very carefully to find the pieces. So if a elevator, similar elevator in another city is removed, we will buy the pieces. Or we have to manufacture pieces in order to keep them running on occasion.
Finally, we head to the observation platform for a view of the city. Down below us is Pioneer Square. After this building was built, downtown really moved north. That's part of the reason the Smith Tower sticks out so much down here. Carner admits that the only investor who ever really made money off this building is the company that bought it in foreclosure after the recession. They doubled their money when they sold it to Unico. But Carner thinks this building has the potential to go further because all the funky stuff he showed me, the carved Indian heads in the lobby, the gold monogrammed doors, the stories about people who tried to parachute off it, it all adds up to character. And people will pay for character these days.
This is a unique place, and it attracts people looking for something that feels different, that feels special, and kind of connects with them at an emotional level.
The owner also hopes curious visitors will shell out $20 for a self-guided tour of the building. That's almost as much as it costs to visit the Space Needle. But here's a secret if you're cheap like me. There's a bar in the observation deck, and you can get in there for only $10. In Pioneer Square, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.